Good afternoon. We are broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for the Doctors Roundtable, which is a forum for conversations with Atlanta's leading doctors and thought leaders about cutting-edge trends and topics in health, wellness, and lifestyle issues. I'm your host, Tanya Mack, and joining me today for a talk about chiropractic care is Dr. Megan Arnold and Dr. Haley Hurd from Natural Family Health Center in Cumming, Georgia. They have a chiropractic practice up in Cumming, Georgia that serves the population of Forsyth and North Fulton counties through chiropractic, nutrition, and herbal therapy. They both graduated from Life University, and Dr. Arnold tells me that she loves creative writing, including children's stories, and Dr. Hurd also likes music and plays the guitar and occasionally writes music as well. So welcome to both you ladies, and thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we're going to talk today about four broad things, and who knows where the conversation will go, but we're going to start talking about general chiropractic care. I think that in general, a lot of times, traditionally, people think of going to a chiropractor when my neck or back hurts. Is that pretty much what you see?
Sure.
But what people think originally when they start?
That's what people think,
yes. That's what people think. In reality, I also read that chiropractic providers are the number three doctor professions behind medical and dental. So mm-hmm. You've kind of gained a lot of ground in the past several years as far as acceptance in treatment of health and wellness issues, right?
That's true. There's a lot more momentum.
Very good. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your practice in Cumming and tell us a little bit about how you view or some of your philosophies around general chiropractic care.
Okay. We've been in practice for several years. Chiropractic care for us is the best way to naturally maintain your health. A lot of people do initially come in for back pain, headaches, neck pain, but ultimately they stay because they realize that it helps them stay healthy in the long run. They don't get sick as often. If they have anxiety or depression, that tends to go away. But ideally, chiropractic, the whole purpose is to keep your spine aligned so that your nervous system functions at its best. Mm-hmm. And when your nervous system is functioning, everything else in your body tends to fall in place. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So a big underlying philosophy is kind of tapping into the body's self-healing capabilities, if you would.
Absolutely. The nervous system controls every function of your body, every single cell. So if it has less stress on it, your body's going to be able to do its job. It's going to heal. It's going to work properly. And you'll be healthier for it. So yeah, absolutely. Our whole purpose is to help your body heal itself.
Mm-hmm. And then I think a lot of times people traditionally have thought of chiropractic care as more adjustment oriented, mm-hmm. Coming in for what we call the bone popping, the adjustments or whatever phrase people use. But really, you guys offer a lot more than that.
We do offer a lot more. Chiropractic in and of itself is about the adjustment of the spine and the extremities. You said bone popping. That mm-hmm. is most people's mm-hmm. view. We do offer a lot more lower force adjustment techniques as well, which does not require that audible sound. Mm-hmm. However, we also offer nutrition. We offer herbs for certain conditions. We always refer to a massage therapist. We don't have one in our office yet, but we do promote that as well. Mm-hmm. And we do exercises and different techniques that people can do to stay healthy.
And then it sounds like you do a lot of lifestyle counseling.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, Dr. Arnold, do you want to talk a little bit about the nutrition aspects of your practice? Because I know one of the things you do that's unusual is you do supplementation, and you're kind of the nutrition expert.
Sure. Nutrition is an excellent support to chiropractic care. I believe that chiropractic will keep you structurally in line, but nutrition is going to keep you in line on a cellular level. If you consume the foods that can properly feed your cells, you're only going to function at a more optimum level.
That's a garbage in, garbage out.
Correct.
Right.
And so a lot with the supplementation that we choose, it's all whole foods based, so your cells have these bioavailable nutrients in the supplements that are right there and ready for your body to process and heal itself from the inside out.
So it seems like that is a big trend. Alternative medicine, I think, in general, more and more and more people are turning to complement whatever else is going on health-wise with them. But certainly nutrition, just looking at the number of people taking some kind of supplements because we typically don't eat well, or it's not high-quality food, even if I should say. I know when I went to visit in France, everything was fresh that day. They go to the market, they fix that day. It was as fresh as you could get. Here, probably if we take them through our grocery stores even, they would probably go like, what are you eating? I'm not sure. So even though we think if we're eating well sometimes, there may be some missing things in our diet. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. Different countries have different food requirements. Mm-hmm. Our country, I think, has, you know, it does what it wants to do. Mm-hmm. So we try to help supplement people's diets with more whole food-based nutritional supplements. One thing that is good to know about the supplements that we use, they are all organic, and they're not lab-created. If you're using synthetic lab-created products, it would be the difference between a cubic zirconium and going with a diamond. And so it's just what is, you know, which one is better.
Do you actually absorb them differently?
Yes.
Or a different percent is absorbed?
Correct.
Okay. Organic being higher.
Correct. It's bioavailable. It means that the body can
process
it.
Ready to use.
Correct.
Okay, very good. Now, when patients come to your practice, do they get nutrition counseling typically?
Well, typically they always get chiropractic, and they can add in nutrition. Some of our patients already see a chiropractor, and they come to us for nutrition.
Okay.
We really enjoy that. When they come in, they get nutritional counseling, and we talk them through, okay, what are the habits that you are doing? How do we correct those habits? Let's create a new diet plan. Let's make some lifestyle modifications and also add in some supplementation.
Okay, very good.
They take these small steps towards a bigger goal, and they can achieve pretty much any goal that they set their mind
to. We don't gain it all in a day, so
we're
not going to be able to take it off in a day, unfortunately.
Just because you have a gym membership doesn't mean you're going to be a bodybuilder overnight.
That's exactly right. It all takes time, but the right habits. It takes right habits to kind of go. I know that one thing I want to talk about while we're on the subject of nutrition is a lot of people have been stressed out through the holidays, so probably haven't been eating properly, and make these New Year's resolutions to kind of do better, if you would.
Myself included.
Me too. So I think that maybe something I'd like to hear you talk about that I know we've talked about in your office is this whole idea of going through a detox.
Sure. Everybody wants to do a new year, new you. Mm-hmm. It's the time to turn over a new leaf. I think it's always excellent to do a detox at least once a year. And I think while everyone is on the bandwagon, I think January is an excellent time to start doing that. The detox that we offer in our office, as I like to put it, it will squeegee out the bad and rebuild with the good. And it provides, I guess, a whole system detox. It doesn't just focus on liver or colon. It takes your whole body into account.
So why don't you talk a little bit about how long that is, what actually happens?
It is a 21-day detox. Okay. It takes at least 21 days to change a habit. And
Is that why it's 21?
That's why it's 21 days. So the first 7 days on it, you're kind of in your detox phase, and the remaining 2 weeks, you're learning how to do correct eating, implement.
Oh, so you come back up better.
Right. And you're always coming into the office for a checkup and to kind of get counseled through the process. And what is excellent about the detox, happy side effects include lowered cholesterol, higher energy, and improved cardiovascular health. Mm-hmm. So it is extremely beneficial. I've seen miraculous results on it.
Well, tell me a story. What's been a miraculous result?
We had a patient a few years ago who had a severe case of adult acne. And she had been plagued with this since she was a teenager. And I hadn't been in the office for a few days, and she had been seeing Dr. Haley. And I honestly did not recognize her. I asked Dr. Haley, who was that? And she said, oh, that was, you know, patient so-and-so. And I honestly would not have been able to pick her out of a lineup. Mm-hmm. It was such a dramatic change.
In 21 days.
That was only two weeks.
She looked
every teenager wants that result. Are you
kidding? She looked fantastic. But this was somebody who diet change was a tremendous focus on, because she was always on the road, and we came to find out that she was getting her all three meals from gas stations.
Oh, wow.
You know, the rotating foods and the hot dogs and that type of thing. And we were saying, we know that you know that this is not the best place
way
to eat. However, you know, there are other things on the road while you're...
Gatorade and hot dogs.
Yeah. You know.
So it was part education on her part.
It was a huge education.
But it's a good example of, I think, when you think of acne, you tend to think dermatologically and not necessarily the underlying inside out.
And she had done everything that a dermatologist would tell her to do.
So she had been going to a dermatologist?
Oh, yes, since she was a teenager.
Okay.
This was definitely a focus in her life. And she thanked us after she had gone through the whole program, and it totally changed her life. And you know, her husband thanked us, you know, for offering this to her.
Right. So is this detox like a lot of fluids? Is it supplements? Is it food? Is it a combination? What is it exactly?
It's a combination. It is some herbal supplements paired with shakes.
Okay. Oh, like a protein shake?
Protein shakes. The shakes are not the main focus.
Okay.
You supplement your meals with that, along with eating as many vegetables as you can, as long as you eat twice as many vegetables as fruit. They prefer you not do meat protein. However, the diet can be modified to add in lean meat, such as poultry or fish. Mm-hmm. And it just gives your body a rest while it's detoxing and allows it to be rebuilt.
Okay, so the first week or so, you said, was kind of like about taking everything down, kind of letting everything chill out a little bit, and then you gradually introduce...
Correct. And, you know, obviously you're not going to stay on a vegetarian or lean meat diet forever and ever if that is not what you wish. But you're just, the idea is to rest the body while it is having a chance to detox.
Okay, very good.
The actual detox part's only the first 7 days.
Correct.
And is there anything special you do besides the shakes with fluid? Like, do you have to drink juice or extra water? Because I know water is a real key important point. A lot of people don't drink enough water.
Water's the only thing you do drink on it.
Okay, all right.
You can eat. You're not starving, that's for sure.
Okay, so some food in there.
That is what is cool about the whole thing. People always wonder, am I going to be hungry? Am I going to be hungry?
Right.
No, you're not. The whole point is whenever your cells are actually being rebuilt, you kind of balance out, and that is also a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, probably you can eat as much as you want to as long as it's
the right thing.
The right thing.
Right. And so then in theory, you shouldn't get hungry.
Correct.
Okay, very good. So it sounds like an opportunity to get off on the right foot for the new year.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So we'll let people stew on that a little bit. I know when I first met you guys, one of the things that really got me thinking a lot, almost kind of astounded me after our conversations, was the degree to which you are treating children with chiropractic care, because I think a lot of times, again, going back to, not sound like a broken record, but I hurt my back or my neck, that a lot of kids are more physically fit than the adults probably, and we aren't thinking chiropractic care for them, but you're doing actually a lot. A couple of things I want to talk to, and then whatever about chiropractic care, kind of three groupings in my mind I had. One is you've had some amazing results working with ADHD kids. You have a backpack program, because I didn't even realize in our county that a lot of the schools don't allow for roller bag backpacks, so these kids can weigh 60 pounds and be carrying 30 pounds of books and wonder, why am I hurting? And then I also want to talk about chiropractic for kids, helping a variety of other illnesses, everything from small babies with colic to ear infections to asthma, a number of other things that you're treating. So why don't we start off with ADHD and kind of what you're doing in that area that you've had such amazing results with?
Okay, well, I actually have personal experience in this. I was a child with ADHD. Now I'm an adult with ADHD. As a child, I got diagnosed whenever I was in high school, and what I noticed with chiropractic care is that I felt more connected. So what I like to tell parents is chiropractic will repair the disconnect in these disconnected kids. The reason that this is occurring is because something somewhere just got a little off track. And with ADHD, I noticed in myself and with the children in our practice, there's more focus. It's just removing a stress internally so that they can process that information. It's also good with, well, I guess I said with focus, but it just allows you to better process your environment, I guess.
Now, you deal with kids that often are, I don't think it's an either or. Like, I've heard you tell me that they sometimes come to you on medication. I don't think it's any secret that I know in East Cobb and a lot of our local metro Atlanta areas, we are some of the highest users of the Ritalins and things like that in the country. So a lot of times patients come to you with that, medication heavy or as an alternative, and they've been able to, over a series of, I think, 3 months, you said, or some kind of program, to totally get off the medication and do very well. Can you speak to that, Dr. Haley?
Certainly. First of all, we don't remove them from their medication, just to make that clear. They do that with their medical doctor. But what we do provide is chiropractic care, specifically taking care of the upper part of the neck, the atlas bone. So it's upper cervical chiropractic care that we do with them. And we do a lot of low force pediatric adjusting with any child. But we focus on making sure the nervous system is balanced. And we also, another big part of it is making sure that maybe the food preservatives like red dye number 40 or sugar or gluten or casein and dairy, it has to be a combination. It's not just one or the other. When we put those two together, we find that if we're seeing the kids consistently for about, so far our average has been 3 months. Some kids may take a lot longer. Some kids may take a shorter time. But when we consistently see them and make these changes, make sure their nervous system's healthy, they just do better. So there's not necessarily we're not necessarily giving them a different chiropractic adjustment than we would a non-ADHD child or any adult. It's just that the way they process it might be a little bit different. So the fun thing about chiropractic is when some pain in one person may be a completely different symptom in another person. As long as you remove the interference from the spine, from the nervous system, the result is health.
Very good. Well, let's move on to talking a little bit about this issue that you brought to my attention about the backpacks in the schools and the issues and problems that you're seeing with these kids that have these heavy books. Of course, me and my kids are so long ago. I think books now, again, I kind of assume, oh, they're all on CDs and iPads and tapes. What are they really carrying around? But they still are.
Oh, yeah. We had one 10-year-old the other day bring her backpack in, and we were just like, let's just see how heavy this is. It's a matter of, it shouldn't be more than 8% of their body weight. So if you've got a 60-pound fourth grader, and like you said, they're carrying a 30-pound backpack, we've got a problem. Also, they're wearing their backpacks incorrectly. We didn't realize you couldn't have a rolly backpack in the schools.
And I guess it's school system dependent. So some allow and some do not.
And we're in Forsyth County, and Forsyth County does not allow rolling backpacks, which I find that interesting. So we really have to be able to tell the kids how to wear their backpack properly.
And so how is that?
Typically, the straps need to be as tight as they go. I mean, it depends on how tall you are.
Without causing discomfort.
Yeah, without causing discomfort. Most kids wear their backpack to where it's kind of hanging on their rear end.
You have to look cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're letting it droop a little bit. I know. Which pulls them.
It pulls them. It makes the curves of their spine
I've seen kids just with it over one shoulder, and then they almost look like hunchback, like drop-shouldered or something.
Absolutely. You want to wear it on both shoulders.
Okay.
To balance the weight, because if you, just like women in their purses, which is another issue we have in our practice, which
I'm probably guilty of that myself.
Oh, yeah. We do the same.
Let's not weigh mine on your way out the door.
We do the same program with purses and backpacks, just so you know. But wearing it on both shoulders will displace the weight equally, and making sure that the straps are tight enough to where it's not putting more stress on one part of the spine than the other.
Now, I know that you mentioned, you said you actually do fittings for kids with backpacks. Is there a certain kind to buy, or is it just that adjusting to the right place on
it's mostly the adjusting. Okay. I don't recommend one brand over another. Backpacks are backpacks. They're not going to be perfect.
Some will offer a lumbar cushion, or I've even seen inflatable little lumbar support.
Oh, I haven't seen those.
Yeah.
I've seen a few. Mostly, I think they're being built with kind of a soft padding in the lumbar area. That is good. But it is recommended that you put heavier items closest to the back and then lighter items as the, you know, forward.
Okay, out toward where it zips
outward.
Up.
Yeah.
Even the rolly backpacks have problems, because then we're going to get the carpal tunnel and the tennis elbows and
the reaching behind.
Different kind of stuff, because they're contorting their hand in a weird way. So
I guess it's just an education process.
Absolutely.
And the compliance for the kids.
Our biggest thing is education, whether it's chiropractic or nutrition, teaching people how to stay healthy, what little tips they can change is really probably the biggest benefit to being in our office.
Okay. And then before we leave chiropractic for pediatric patients, let's talk a little bit about, are there other types of help that you can offer to pediatric patients that are not so much musculoskeletal? More like I'm thinking like, what can you do for the asthma kids? I've even seen a lot of research about chronic ear infections and pressure in the ear and things like that.
The number one reason kids come to our practice is ear infections.
Okay.
So
that's not like a natural thing for me to think ear infections with chiropractic care.
And I am a product of ear tubes. I went deaf when I was 7 because I had so many ear infections. So I've had ear tubes. I understand. Knock on wood, I have not had a single kid have another ear infection after they left my office.
So what is the theory behind what you're doing to help the ear infection kid?
With kids, the eustachian tubes are more of a horizontal than they are in adults.
So they don't drain.
They don't drain properly. So all the nerves behind the ear, if I had a, you know, if this were TV, I could show you a structure. But the way the atlas bone, the first cervical vertebra, is aligned will
compress.
Compress the drainage of the ear, the nerves in that area. So whenever it's misaligned, it can create a lot of backup. And so if you have a lot of backup of fluid, you're going to get bacteria in there and different bugs. So what we do is we make sure the spine's aligned, everything's draining properly, and ear infections don't occur.
Okay, so it's a matter of the drainage then. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure kids, as they grow, it gets better over time.
It does. The eustachian's tube kind of shift, and as adults, you know, you don't hear too many adults getting massive ear infections.
Okay. Do you ever see kids with colic?
Yes.
And tell me how you're able to help them.
The biggest thing with colic is making sure that the lower back is aligned. Just the other day, actually, we had a 4-month-old who was starting to get gassy and cranky, and he needed to have his sacrum adjusted, which is a lower part of your spine. And again, it's just a matter of taking the pressure off the nerves, helping, because all the nerves that they come out of your spine and go to all your organs. Mm-hmm. So if you take the pressure off of them, they're going to be able to function that much better.
So it's not as irritated. Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's just everything has a chance.
And that's all we're doing. The benefits that come with chiropractic are just a bonus.
I know. When I met you, I said, well, what about infants? And you said you do. So you just said you saw a 4-month-old.
My youngest patient, I adjusted him at 4 hours old.
4 hours old.
Yeah.
And what was that for?
Just wellness. Just to make, birth process is traumatic on the spine.
Absolutely.
Whether it's C-section or natural birth, when you're putting about 80 pounds of pressure pulling that baby out of the birth canal. Uh-huh. So if there's a picture on Time magazine from, I guess, a couple of years ago of a C-section baby, and the neck, you've got about a foot between the shoulder and the neck. That's not normal.
Right.
But babies are so pliable. There are a lot of cartilage, you know, so you can move them that way. So moms just typically say, okay, I just want to make sure my baby's checked and make sure their spine's aligned so they can grow up healthy and happy.
Uh-huh. So again, I see a lot of pediatric growth. As they grow, then they need adjusted and rechecked. And
absolutely.
Like
we all learned how to walk. We all learned how to ride our bikes and played sports. I mean, just imagine all the kids playing football right now. They're going head to head.
Now, are you seeing more sports injuries yourself from kids?
Yes. Football is a big one in our office. So they're getting their necks compressed a lot every day in practice and in the games even more. So we make sure those kids are nice and aligned. The great thing with kids is they respond so immediately to care. And if you take care of them from day one, they're not going to have the problems that we have as adults.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Anything else you want to add about treatment of kids with chiropractic care?
I mean, it's my favorite thing to do, that's for sure.
We get to play part of the day.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm an old pediatric nurse. That's part of why I went into pediatrics. At least if I have to work, I can play part of the day.
Yeah.
So I thought that was good. Well, let's talk a little bit about, we started the show talking about how people think of chiropractic care when their back hurts, their neck hurts, or they have pain shooting down their leg. But let's just talk about continuing the conversation about keeping in wellness and how chiropractic, we talked a little bit about nutrition, but for somebody that's really not having major problems, how do you work with them to keep them healthy?
When they don't have major problems, that's the best time to come in. Because if you come in without symptoms, we're not having to see you as often, for one thing. But we're also just allowing your spine to stay aligned, nervous system to work properly, and you're just going to be, you're continue to be healthy. One thing, however, that most people don't realize is just because you don't have pain or don't have an outward sign or symptom doesn't mean you're healthy. I think our society has kind of gone towards that, like, oh, I feel fine. However, how many times you hear of someone who is an athlete, perfectly fine, yet they have a heart attack and die.
Right.
So just because we feel fine doesn't mean we are fine. Mm-hmm. I guarantee most adults that are 40, have never been to a chiropractor, are going to have a lot of spinal issues.
Right.
So, but for people who do feel great, wellness care is going to be a big option because you want to stay healthy. You know, we're designed to live 100 years mm-hmm. or more. So chiropractic care will just, added to your lifestyle, will just keep you that much healthier, that much longer.
Now, as part of your lifestyle counseling, do you prescribe exercises or go through a series of exercises to maintain in between their visits with you?
Yes. And most people, for wellness care, once a week chiropractic visit will keep people good. We only see people more than that if they have specific problems. But for exercises, I tell a lot of people if, you know, if they do yoga or they do Pilates, I only have to take care of their neck most of the time.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right when you bring up a point about people kind of race through life and they kind of almost get used to feeling like this is how I feel, and they think they can't feel better. They just kind of keep going.
It mm-hmm. is amazing what we learn to live with.
I think so. It's not until you step back and actually get care or you feel better, like, how was I doing that?
Yeah.
You know, how did I get through the day? I mean, even I think sometimes like the aches and pains of when you wake up, like people don't sleep in the right bed or they sleep funny or they wake up not feeling good and then they just brush their teeth and get in the shower and just keep going. Mm-hmm. Not, don't think about it. And so they don't really get feeling better.
I've had plenty of people say, I didn't know I could feel better than I already did.
I believe that.
But chiropractic care, you wouldn't go through life just brushing your teeth once or twice a year, right?
Right.
So chiropractic care is the same. It's spinal hygiene.
Oh, so that's a good way to think of it.
Go once a week, once every other week, maybe. Because I know a lot of us get busy. Mm-hmm. But it's spinal hygiene, and I think people would pay more attention to their spine if it were on the front of their face.
Yeah, I know. One time I broke my foot. When you lose your mobility, you get humbled in a hurry in terms of what you can and can't do and how thankful you are that you have it. So prevention certainly.
You pay attention really quick whenever you've bent down to pick up a pencil and all of a sudden can't stand back.
That's exactly right. Any other treatment modalities that you have in your practice that we should talk about?
Not currently. The main thing we do is just the chiropractic adjustment and nutrition.
Okay. And tell us about what is your ideal or favorite kind of patient?
Mine for Haley is children.
Yes, absolutely. Pediatrics, my favorite.
My favorite is actually the patient who, and I mean, this won't sound totally positive, but it's the patient who comes in and basically have exhausted all of their means of resource and they're coming in looking for hope and they find it with us. And we give them a chance to tell their story. We tell them that they're in the right place. And it's really neat to see the, I guess, the light of hope get rekindled in their eyes. Mm-hmm. And they know that they can work towards getting healthy again.
Right. Now, one thing I really love is the name of your practice. So the name of your practice is Natural Family Healthcare. So mm-hmm. do you actually care for multi-generations of patients?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So you actually have grandma and mom and dad, and then the kids come in.
Yes.
And they all get better together.
Absolutely.
They all stay healthy together.
Everyone needs a healthcare team. It's very good to have intergenerational cheerleaders rooting you on, because if you're more likely to stick to something if other people are holding you kind of accountable for it.
Well, plus I think that they kind of speak the same language and have the same habits mm-hmm. if you're living
Definitely.
With them or you're reinforcing just even in conversations and in actions.
I think one of our biggest goals is family by family, we'll be able to create a healthier community. Mm-hmm. So if we've got mom, baby, the next step is to get the other parent and the other children involved as well.
Very good. All right. Well, we certainly appreciate you joining us today. We wish you the best of luck up and coming as you've relocated your practice and done really well up there. And we appreciate you taking the time to be with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Very good. The Doctor's Roundtable has been a production brought to you by HealthGate and Business Radio X. HealthGate is a groundbreaking website where board-certified doctors and specialists offer savings on out-of-pocket healthcare costs. For more information about HealthGate, please visit www.healthgate.com or call 404-692-5377. And how might patients, potential patients, and other business people find you, ladies?
Our office phone number is 678-628-9925. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Drs. Arnold Herd, and our website is www.drsarnoldherd.com.
Very good. Thanks for joining us today. We hope you listeners will tune in next week, and we thank you for listening.